Blog Talk Radio.
Without a bucket and a rope. I know y'all done heard it before, but hear it again with another big message added on. Lord have mercy, what it's great to be home. If you all didn't know, for you all that don't know, and for you all that's about to know, for the next couple of weeks, we are going to be talking about rehab programs, and some of which I think are the best in the world, even though I've only visited maybe 6 or 7 in my day. Yes, but Lord have mercy. It just so happens that the last one I went to is the only one that I'll ever be going to from here on out. It's called PAM, Rehabilitation Hospital. And the PAM is for post-acute medical. You know, and if for y'all of you that do know me, y'all know that PAM was my baby. My niece that passed away a couple of October ago. And I guess because of the consideration I gave it, because of the name, it just turned out so wonderful. I'm going to be praising it because of, one, the active care. You know, I've been to rehab hospitals well over 20 years almost, you know, going on dialysis and stuff in 1997, and, oh, Lord, I miss it, don't get me started. But, you know, rehabilitation hospitals was like work. I guess it's the progressiveness of the world. People has begun to understand that sick old people and injured young people and everybody else that needs some rehabilitation needs it done properly. Finally, I just guess that people want to do what's right. Well, at PAM, if you don't like it, we going to work something else out. You ain't going to like too much of nothing if you don't like PAM. So ain't too much more I can tell you. Hey, if you don't like PAM, I wouldn't even suggest you going to a rehab hospital because you're almost impossible to please. Because at PAM, and like I said, I've been to quite a few, and most of the times with me, because I'm so picky and so eatery and, you know, I love my spices, love my food. Man, this was better than eating at home. I ate for the first time in I don't know how many years, omelets and things, man. Shit, you know, I ain't gonna tell you about the French toast and the pancakes and stuff, man, you know, Lord, I said one morning, let me go and get up, because these folks playing, I ain't going to miss my pancakes. And, you know, it's just, sometimes, I was in a bad fix, y'all. I broke my arm for one thing, August the 11th, so mad and disgusted and old-fashioned, I wouldn't even go to the hospital. I went to the hospital Saturday morning just before my dialysis time. Had a splint put on it or whatever they call it and got it wrapped up and everything, cast and all of that. But just so Billy Parnell-ish that I wasn't going anywhere. I was going to stay at home as long as it took them to, you know, fit me in an appointment and look at my arm. And as you all well know, appointments with doctors, I don't care who you are. I got 1,000 doctor friends. I don't care who you are. Appointments are hard to get. With all that's going on in the medical field and everything, it's just a large situation. So I vowed to not go anywhere, not do nothing. I said, I'm just not going to do nothing because I'm tired of this. I come home, and I find out I couldn't do anything at home. I mean, nothing. I couldn't eat, couldn't feed myself. My home health care lady kept getting mad at me because I turning down everything she was trying to do. So I said, well, shit. Monday fast approaching. Let me get to calling around and seeing what I could do. Now, you know, arm broke on Friday evening. Monday fast approaching. So I got to calling around, and some of my friends were telling me, well, Billy, maybe you need to go to rehab. I ain't going to no rehab. The people don't feed you and shit. No. I make another suggestion. Tell me to go find a bootleg doctor or go to Mexico or something. They said, no. And then I called one of the best primary care nurses in the world. You know how it is. I always say the best for last. Well, I called this primary care nurse. They said nurse practitioner. I call her primary care nurse because when I call, she makes it her primary care to, you know, get me taken care of. You know, she know about my background, my cancer, my dialysis, and all of that. She know, like, she know everything about me. She know more about me than I know about me. So, graciously, because I explode sometimes, she said, well, Billy, I had a friend that I suggested go to so-and-so. I said, Lord, I said, everybody keeps it. She said, what? I said, oh, man, I said, yeah, I said, somebody going to get me to go to one of these old raggedy facilities again, and I can't eat, I can't get no rest. I remember when I fell, she said, yeah. She said, you went out to Richardson. I said, yeah. I said, I didn't have a good time. She said, no, well, this one is different. I said, yeah, that's what everybody said, you know. I said, go on a blind date, this going to be different. She said, Billy, this one is different. I said, yeah, okay. So I called up the place she gave me. And this lady with this goddamn, her name was Miss Jones. And I would like to say, this lady used to answer the phone at UT Southwestern when I first started dialysis in 1997. She used to answer the phone so nice and wonderful. But this lady here, I did her. And both of them had the same name, Miss Jones. And, man, you talking about exciting. Man, this lady had me on the phone 15, maybe 20 minutes into the call telling me about the foods, about the things that they did at Pam, and, oh, Lord, have mercy. Had me wanting to walk out to Pam. Pam in Allen, Texas, y'all. So I decided right then, I'm getting in here. She said, well, you know, we have to have a meeting on it, and, you know, I have to talk to my boss and so on. I said, well, please. Please get me in. I was begging, y'all. And so she said, well, I can try. She said, Billy, I'm really going to try. We're on the phone for almost 30 minutes with me whining and crying, you know. And before I knew it, I was ready to call back. And sure enough, she called me. She said, well, Billy, we got a spot for you. Hope you don't mind, but if you could you come in today? I said, I could have came yesterday. So it just made my day to get on up. And before I could get dressed good, her driver was knocking on my door. I said, golly, these people are for real. And so, man, he was the nicest dude. You know, I ride Medicaid transportation, y'all. It's really not the best transportation in the world when you get somebody that don't want that job or really didn't know what they was getting into, because the public transportation, and that's what I try to tell people all the time, public transportation is a facility of use for people with need for transportation and expedited services rather than an ambulance. So sometimes it's two or three different patients in, you know, Medicaid transportation. But sometimes the people don't realize it, and the drivers don't, and sometimes it makes for a bad ride. So this was basically a little different. I found out Friday that the guy that picked me up, he also does that. I said, shoot, I wish I could get you to pick me up, you know, because I got some great drivers now in Medicaid transportation. But, you know, you have to school them, you have to raise them and stuff like that. So, but anyhow, getting back to the highlight of the year, rehabilitation centers or hospitals, man, whatever you want to call it, y'all, please. TRIPAM, it will enlighten you some of the things that they send you back home with as far as stability, incredible new relationships to yourself and how you do things and how you get around. Man, this holiday being today is the only thing that has stopped me. I finally got my bubble bath today. But I had to do it, maneuvering and do other things and stuff. But I'm waiting on something else. You know how independent I am. So I had to do something that was kind of like to help my home health care lady out, because, you know, even though she's an adult and everything, I don't like putting undue pressure on anyone. So to try to make it easy on myself, I had to find a way. So I put my shower chair on right outside of the tub after having her run the bath water and everything, make sure it was nice and hot. And well, it was too hot at first. But so as I had learned at the hospital at PAM, you do it all from the hot side, but you do it so that you don't have a fall or a spill, or you don't get in a bad position. So I sat on the chair on the outside of the tub, spent around, put my feet and legs inside the tub in warm water, tested it, sat there a few minutes, and woo, man, developed a love for that heated water, and then I slid on in. Man, but see, either tomorrow or Wednesday, I will have a transfer bench. It's called a bathtub transfer bench. Y'all remember that for your mothers, your grandmothers, your aunts, your uncles, you know, someone that's had a terrible fall or mishap or something, that when the holidays like Christmas and stuff is coming up, I promise you, if you get them older people or them younger people that can't raise their legs up as high as they used to or something like that, I'm going to be talking about this on a regular basis, y'all. I don't know how long, but this is my show. I don't have a limitation on what I like. And I don't mind repeating myself. This is my show. So let me tell you all, especially about this transfer bench. I'm trying to tell y'all something great, because there's other things that'll stop accidents from happening so often and assist people that's accident prone. And we really need to start thinking about things like that, because, like it or not, man, I'm damn near 70 years old, and that's the first time I ever broke something on me. Doing something I didn't have, I just went down the street to cash a check. Come out the place laughing, showing out, and turned around too fast. Legs up in the air, broken arm. Got so mad, you don't cut off your hand to spite your face. But I was so upset, I just went bonton honorary. I ain't going no hospital. The dude said, Mr. Parnell, the driver, said, Mr. Parnell, you all right? You need me to take you to the hospital? I said, no. I said, take me back home. He said, Mr. Parnell, but you're on. I said, what did I say? And he looked at me, and he said, okay, Mr. Parnell. Took me back home, helped me upstairs, helped my walker upstairs and everything. And I was unlucky again, because my home health care lady had just left for the day before I went down to cash the check. So I'm stuck like Chuck. I'm by myself. But lucky she had already fixed my dinner, and so I went in, ate with my, chicken and something like coleslaw or something. Ate my chicken and stuff, and was mad eating, because that ain't the way I wanted to eat, and shit. So started with them hydrocodones. And, man, woke up Saturday morning, bigger problem. Arm swole, head swole, and upset, because I couldn't hardly get out the bed by myself. Got on out the bed, brushed my teeth, one hand hurting and all of that there. I said, now what am I going to do? I tried to get dressed, put on my pants the best I could. Pulled the zipper up, stuck the belt in, left it loose as hell, looked like I was sagging. Shit. So, man, you talking about disgusting. I said, man, I can't go out of here looking like that. And shit, what can I do? I said, well, go to the hospital. Maybe they'll dialyze me at the hospital. I went in. Some of them doctors saw my arm. They said, oh, call so-and-so. Hey, man, it was just a fix. Man, I said, golly. So I didn't even call my son, didn't call my brother, nobody. So when I first got recommended to Pam, I really wasn't in the mood, y'all. But I'm going to stop this line of communications for 1 second, and I'm gonna play another song, and then I'm gonna finish up some of this. Yeah.
sectors now has printed-on tickets.
Can you do one with more emphasis on the word print and smile, please?
Take 24. Go online to get your printed-on tickets.
Print, let's go again.
Get your state fair Texas printed-on tickets.
Listen, when you say print, it needs to convey the fact that you can easily buy tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online.
State fair Texas. Buy your tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online now at bigtech.com/radio.
Is crashing, my stuff is crashing. It's gonna be all right though. Still crashing by itself. So I can have this. see if I can get some help working it out.
When you say print, it needs to convey the fact that you can easily buy tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online.
Take 24, take care of Texas. Buy your tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online now at bigtech.com/radio.
Y'all, but I'm doing some dumb stuff. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing. I knew I should have let it alone, y'all. Put it on the big speaker, y'all.
Thank you.
I got to cut that in the rear shelf. So let it get started too long. Mr. Ryan, I'll be here all night long. I got about 10 more minutes on air, but I really want to let you all know that if you have any particulars about questions or anything about rehabilitation hospitals or whatever, I will be speaking on that subject and putting more information out more and more in the next couple of weeks. I know I didn't get a lot of information in today, but I do know that PAM Rehabilitation Hospital is the lick. Just remember that. PAM Rehabilitation Hospital, Allen, Texas. I've been to several rehab hospitals. None as gracious and wonderful as PAM. I'm not saying this in a malicious way. I'm just saying that with me going in as a dying Thomas and coming out with all kinds of great thoughts, it was a wonderful experience. And I will be doing some other visits there because I'm finding more and more that some of the preventive things that they were showing me and talking about, discussing, I need to take it 500 miles further. I need to get out and try to see if, in fact, I can introduce some of the things like I said, the bathtub transfer bench is one that I will tell people about anytime their arthritis is acting up, anytime the rheumatoid arthritis or rheumatism or whatever is showing out. Man, these things, Lord have mercy, can help you through some perilous times. So with all of that in mind, I just want to continue telling you all about great things, and so I will. So we are going to stay in touch and try to do some of the things that's good to try to keep us here a few more years. So keep listening. Let's stay in touch. Let's do what we do. I got about 10 or 15 more minutes. So let's work it out, y'all. This year at the State Fair of Texas, and we're going to be bringing to mind some of these types of things with some of my other announcements. And so for the next couple of 3 weeks, you'll be hearing from me. So be ready, stay steady, and let's keep on going. And the State Fair of Texas is supporting this show tonight, and we'll be sponsoring a lot more shows during the upcoming weeks, and we'll just see where we can go from here. Thank you.
When you say print, it needs to convey the fact that you can easily buy tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online.
Take 24, State Fair of Texas. Buy your tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online now at bigtex.com/radio. Take 24, State Fair of Texas. Buy your tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online now at bigtex.com/radio.
What's wrong with my machines, y'all? They are so acting up. Oh, man.
The Big Bear of Texas now has printed home tickets.
Can you use one with more emphasis on the word print and smile, please?
Take 24. Go online to get your printed home tickets.
That sounded like you said print, not print. Let's go again.
Get your Big Bear of Texas printed home tickets.
Listen, when you say print, it needs to convey the fact that you can easily buy tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online.
Big Bear of Texas. Buy your tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online now at bigtech.com/radio.
Say print, it needs to convey the fact that you can easily buy tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online.
Take 24. Big Bear of Texas. Buy your tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online now at bigtech.com/radio. The Big Bear of Texas now has printed home tickets.
Can you do one with more emphasis on the word print and smile, please?
Take 24. Go online to get your printed home tickets.
Sounded like you said print, not print. Let's go again.
Get your State Fair of Texas printed home tickets.
Listen, when you say print, it needs to convey the fact that you can easily buy tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online.
State Fair of Texas. Buy your tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online now at bigtech.com/radio.
Buy tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online.
Take 24. State Fair of Texas. Buy your tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online now at bigtech.com/radio.
No. of the ones we profess to love, like everybody else that we profess to love and whatever. So with all of that in mind, I'm going to get ready to call it a wonderful evening on my end, because as I was just stating, we got to start taking care of ourselves now that we know that we can. And that's what going to Pam Rehabilitation Hospital did for me. I can now solidify myself by saying, I can do that. I can do that. Yeah. So, and I can. So, and I will. And so I will see you all next week, same time, same channel, and hopefully with a lot more information or some professionals that can help me tell you a little bit more about Pam Rehabilitation Hospital and a lot of other things, because from top to bottom, you'll love Pam. So with all of that being said, I know I got about 15 minutes left on my schedule, but I'm going to use that eating my dinner. So good night, sleep tight, and I'll see you next week. Sorry I couldn't keep the conversation going on, but I'm having mechanical problems, which ain't my job, man. Taking care of Billy is my job. So thank you all. Good night. Remember, I'll be back. Thank you. Y'all have a great evening.
When you say print, it needs to convey the fact that you can easily buy tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online.
Take 24, State Fair of Texas. Buy your tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online now at BigTech.com/radio.